producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Diane, I'll get to you in just 1 second. In about 20-some minutes on It's Broken, It's Fixed It, we have an interview that seems particularly relevant in that we've got protests going on all over the country. As Shane and I were talking about yesterday, we have a whole lot of movies and documentaries this year that specifically focus on change and revolution, whether we're talking about this country or some other country. And then we had the Janae Rice story on Monday and Tuesday on the Today Show talking about domestic violence. So my guest in about, 20 minutes or so, is Mary Doerr, who's done a really interesting documentary called She's Beautiful When She's Angry. And I think you'll get a kick out of it. We'll see. I just think it's some incredibly relevant stuff that weaves together a number of issues that have been happening this week. Every once in a while, our timing is impeccable. 855-99-DR-JOY. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
I was just commenting on, I believe, your last caller about the young toddler. One of the things that she might want to make sure that a pediatrician is looking at is autism, because I'm quite involved with autism through many things. I have an autistic nephew, and those were signs that he had. He stopped wanting to be cuddled, touched. He wasn't talking, and just something just to look at.
That's a good point. It's a good point. And again, that autism quite often sort of occurs a little earlier than this, but not necessarily. Usually sort of 18 months-ish. But your point is well taken. So, which is not to scare the living daylights out of Tracy as much as to say, as I said, I think that the pediatrician tends to be the world's best resource just because he or she sees so many kids of the same age, and so is able to assess what seems appropriate or not. But again, it sounds that this kid is not having particular problems relating in general, but it's a good point.
Sounds good. Well, and just remind your wonderful callers to remember to donate blood during the holiday season coming up. We need blood.
I actually did that earlier this week, believe it or not, because I had this... Shane, do you even remember what the transition was? It was something about blood.
It's something
and
about,
and I said the only way I could do a transition was blood drive, this time of year. Because I can't remember exactly what, maybe it was somebody calling about something was blood. I don't remember exactly
what it was. I don't remember either now, yeah.
But it was one of those things that I thought, oh my goodness, how do I get out, how do I go from this to anything else? And a blood drive was exactly what I did. So it was... I must have known that you were going to call, and so I could at least admit that I'd done exactly that.
That's right. Give the gift of life.
Indeed. Pass it on.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Diane. So I'm trying to remember exactly what we talked about. I remember.
Yeah, now I'm curious, too. I need to go back to the archives and find out.
Yeah. But I sort of accidentally did the right thing. Yeah, that issue about autism, and again, usually occurs a little bit before a 2-year-old, but it's certainly a good thing to check out. And it turns out the earlier the autism is diagnosed, the more treatment options there are. Although, again, it's such a broad term that is applied to so many different phenomena. And again, a 2-year-old is that first lurch toward independence, so it makes some sense that a 2-year-old doesn't want to be cuddled as much, which is not the same as being unwilling to be touched. That a 2-year-old, that kids start talking or not start talking for, as you could hear, for any one of a number of reasons, but it's one of the issues of kids sort of being more tuned in rather than tuned out, tuned to outer phenomena. So we'll see. But it's a good point for her to make.
Sure.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, we've got, what have I got here? I've got a little bit of time. I'm trying to think what we started talking about holiday spirit.
Yeah, hey, I just got to jump in here. I just got an email, just came through. It says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to let you know that a week or two ago I heard your movie reviews, and I went to see a movie that you recommended, St. Vincent, and it was a lovely movie. She says she laughed, she cried, and everything in between. Thanks for the review. I would have probably missed seeing it otherwise. Hope you have a lovely day."
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, St. Vincent's is one of those, you know, there are these little movies, and sometimes they really do get lost in the, you know, in the fuss of other movies. Let me take just a moment, as long as we're talking about movies, which actually we weren't necessarily. Which is, have you heard this big fuss about, you know, about Sony hacking? Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah, with the, they figure it was North Korea had
some
involvement?
Well, nobody knows for sure, but I knew about the hacking because I was over there, probably 10 days ago, and when we say hacking, this was a disaster. It brought down, it was very, very sophisticated, not only got their phone system, got their computers, got their movies that are, you know, are proprietary. The salaries of their everybody. I mean, it's just this, you know, amazing kind of, it's one of apparently the nastiest viruses anybody's ever seen, and they're still shut down. All right. So I was there, I guess, two nights ago for the interview, which is the, Seth Rogen, James Franco spoof, sort of, of North Korea, of Kim, the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. And so the question is, the reason that they are hypothesizing that it may be North Korea is apparently that there was a similar pattern in a hacking of South Korea.
Okay, I see.
But as far as I'm concerned, you know, if a government can hack into one of the largest corporations in the world, doesn't the government worry about that? Why is NSA worrying about us as individual citizens?
As opposed to that?
As opposed to governments
who can
hack into a system so completely and not only get the information out, but bring the entire system to a standstill.
Yeah, very
and
good
for,
point.
For, they're saying it'll probably be at least another week before they're up and running. And it's created chaos. So I don't know. But and I said, well, if nothing else, you're going to get a whole lot of people who are going to go to that movie that wouldn't ordinarily have just to see what the fuss is about. But it is, it's this strange kind of thing. And I was, because I was with so many people who were sort of movie oriented, they were talking about how much they thought that Sony was going to lose. They're saying hundreds of millions of dollars, which I don't know exactly what that means or what it's based on.
Wow.
But they're saying as opposed to the publicity budget for this. I don't know. But it is certainly, and to see, you know, it's one thing to say it. It's another to watch people that you know just being really stressed out of their skull that they can't email, that they can't, their phones don't work, their answering machines don't work, they can't access information. I mean, it's really, and this is a huge, huge company at an incredibly busy time of year. They are not happy campers at all.
I have a very close friend of mine from childhood on up works. He's a Foley artist or, you know, sound design artist for Sony DreamWorks. So I imagine he's been affected, too. I should get in touch and find out what he's been going through.
But it's we have gobs of movies to review in the next couple of weeks that coming up and hopefully and I'll review the interview as well, which is the movie with James Franco and Seth Rogen. And
Also, Dorina commented here into the Facebook page, and this is completely off the subject now, but type AB positive, we were talking about, you know, both of us are that the other day.
Right.
She says that's actually, she's a phlebotomist or whatever, and she says that's the universal recipient.
Right.
And type O is the universal donor. So you and I can take from anybody. But it's the O that can, I guess we had it backwards.
True. No, donor is O.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Yep. Universal donor is O.
Yeah, donor I think is O.
Yeah. Yeah.
But our blood's the most uncommon.
That's what I've heard.
The rarest blood.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe that, is that how we started on it? Maybe it was.
I don't know. We may have been
talking about blood type.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't even the DNA of the Tudors. I don't remember what it was. Anyway. She's absolutely right. If you can give blood right now, it's a good thing to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ellen Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their team of attorneys and enrolled agents will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I actually did make the association about why we were talking about blood, as we were talking about in medical school, or in when I was in college, that kids would go home for Christmas.
Right.
We were buying Christmas stuff, and they would go and donate their body to science and then undonate it.
Right, right.
And
that's funny.
Yeah, and then there was one that, and I still don't know if it was apocryphal or real, that somebody had done that, and they went home and were killed in a car instead of coming back. And the parents, who were Southern Baptists, wanted to bury their kid, and the medical school came and said, nope, it's ours. So I have no idea whether that was really true or not. And that's how we got into blood drives and stuff. So, all right. Can we? We've got coming up an interview with Mary Doerr about, I'm not going to tell you, I mean, because who knows, but about her documentary, She's Beautiful When She's Angry, which is really about the women's movement from 1966 to 1971 and how it relates to Jenny Rice, who is this week's poster girl for, I suppose, not being particularly domestic violence, and also to all the movies and documentaries that are out this year, and that are, whether it's an animation like Box Trolls or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which, or The Arab Spring, or We Are Giants, of all these movies that are focusing on revolution. It's an interesting time to be alive.
Even The Hobbit. I mean, if you think, it's all about revolution, you know?
So, and war. Wars.
Yep.
All right, so let's. We got an email we can knock out here.
Yeah, listener Robin writes, "Hello, Dr. Joey Brown. I've been a big fan and avid listener for more years than I can care to remember. Recently on the air, you referenced your foundation. However, I've had difficulty locating the information. My daughter is a college student who is seeking a scholarship and scholarship sources to assist with a study abroad program, which begins in January. January. She's been pretty diligent and resourceful thus far. However, a small amount may limit her ability to attend. We are hopeful that she may apply for a scholarship through your foundation. Please advise us where we can
Okay, well, let me explain two things. First of all, one of the reasons you're having a difficult time finding it is it's not quite. I mean, the foundation's been around for, at least a decade. There's some serious money in it. But I keep changing the focus. But I finally, your focus is close to what your daughter's talking about, but not exactly. So let me be honest with you. If it was exactly what it was doing, I'd say, send me an email and I'll get in touch with you. But it's not. And I'll tell you why it's not. The idea is to be dealing with people who are high school graduates who want to go to college, probably community college at this moment, just because it's a less expensive kind of proposition, and I'm trying to make the money in the foundation go as far as possible. So I would work in conjunction with a community college of getting a discounted rate and being able to take kids who couldn't ordinarily afford to go to start them at least on the college path.
Right.
The idea being to start with initially with just an associate's degree. So the idea of a semester abroad, I think, is lovely, but not at all what the foundation is about at this moment. So what I would encourage you to do is Google year abroad. There are gobs. There's actually a book, but I think you'll probably find it online as well, called Scholarships That Nobody Knows About. Because every year there are huge number of very specific scholarships that go unanswered. The money is there and nobody applies for them. And they have to do, I can remember one was a seamstress. And it was just that you had to have somebody in your family who had once been a seamstress. And somebody had endowed a foundation for that. There are all sorts of things for public servants, languages, ethnic groups, religions, parts of the country. So at this moment, as much as I'd love to say, oh, yeah, send me this stuff and I'll do something about it, it's really somewhat outside the parameters of what I'm trying to do. And the parameters, it's taken so long to get the parameters in any order that I'm a little reluctant to sort of blow off the model this early on. Hopefully I'll have something in place after the first of the year. It's just, again, I came up with this notion. Basically, it solidified it in early October, and it's a very busy time of year. So, and one of the two of the people that I've been trying to get in touch with have been missing in action. So if, I've decided if I can't get in touch with them in the next couple of weeks. So after the idea was always to really get this in good shape after the first of the year. Mm-hmm. But if I can't get in touch with these people, I'll find some other people because I'm really anxious to have it in place by June so that as kids graduate from high school.
Well,
go ahead.
And I really, I like and respect what you're doing there with, and what you're really looking at is kids that maybe would not be able to go to college
right.
otherwise. You know, yeah, I mean, exactly. Whereas it sounds like her, Robin's daughter is doing okay with...
Is doing fine.
Right.
Yeah, and usually, I think, again, international studies are great fun and
sure, yeah,
broadening
absolutely.
And great, but much more expensive.
Yep.
And it's just not, I mean, it's certainly an icing on a lovely cake. It's just something that's not exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to deal with the kids who just would not be able to go to college without this and have the aptitude and the wish. And part of the, although I can't compel it, but part of the underlying hope is that these kids will either go on and on their own, or maybe with some help, but also to pay things back so that the foundation becomes self-perpetuating as kids go ahead and realize their potential academically and financially, that they also sort of help the next person, that they pay it forward a bit. So, again, I think it's wonderful that your daughter's doing this, and I think with a little bit of, if you want to send me a little more information, I could probably help her find someplace else, but that's not really what my foundation is doing right now. And understand that this is really a step up from what the original foundation was, which is to get kids their high school diploma, not mm-hmm. a GED, but diploma.
Right.
And it turns out that just, I one of the things I really didn't understand is the recruitment, well, not only the recruitment process, but more importantly, the assessment process. And it's just, if not overwhelming, it's at least huge. And my point, and we're going to talk about this at some point, probably next week, as when talking with people about foundations and charities, because a lot of people make contributions this time of year, of finding groups where the bulk of the assets are in service rather than an overhead. And I just had an argument with somebody about this yesterday, and they're saying, well, if overhead's fundraising, then that doesn't make any sense. And I said, that isn't, overhead is not fundraising. Overhead is salaries of
yeah,
people.
Exactly,
now, they may
yeah,
be fundraisers, yeah. but that's not what I'm doing right now. That's, and, you know, all sorts of people can argue about that. What I'm trying to do is make sure that essentially every dollar that comes in, and at this moment, I'm the only person who's ever funded it. So at this moment, that any of the money that comes in, I want to go directly to services, not, I don't pay myself, I don't take stamps out of it, I don't, there's no expenses at this moment, other than occasional taxes, and I have to disperse a certain amount of income. But so thank you for your inquiry. And as I get farther along, I will give more information out, and there'll be more on the website. And again, if you want me, if you'll call me up sometime, I'll try and help you find some resources for your daughter. But this moment, that's not what my foundation does. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Stay tuned.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And as you guys know, I only do It's Broken, Let's Fix It when I've got somebody really wonderful to talk to, so we don't do it every week. Usually a documentary that is dealing with an issue that is larger than any particular individual's life and impacts us all and also has a solution. So Mary Doerr is the director for a documentary that actually comes out this week called She's Beautiful When She's Angry. And I think probably every woman who's listening to us has heard that somewhat demeaning phrase from somebody probably of the male persuasion in their life when we're really furious at something, and they say, oh, you're just beautiful when you're angry, which is certainly a dismissive term. Yes?
Well, I think it's been used a lot, that's for sure. Or you're so cute and you're mad, you know, one person or the other.
Right, and it's dismissive. It's saying, you know, whatever you're saying, it's not really important, that your anger is not really felt, that and not to mention it's talking about how someone looks as opposed to what they're saying, which is, all right, so what you might guess, although I'm not sure I did guess it, is that this is a documentary about the women's movement that starts, what, in like 1966? That's
right.
Basically
that's what we cover. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And I must tell you, one of the reasons I wanted to do that, first of all, because I like the documentary. It made me cry, and then it made me cringe at some point, so I'll tell you about both. Number one.
Well, I'm glad we elicited a response.
You sure did. You sure did. And number two, this week, Jhené Rice was on the Today Show for 2 days talking about the fact that, you know, that she wasn't the kind of person who would ever be hit, and her husband knows that. Now, the fact that we all saw the footage of her getting not only hit, but clocked, knocked out, and then dragged out by her feet, apparently is not part of this discussion. So I did want to talk about that. But third of all, believe it or not, Mary, Shane and I were just talking about movies this week and how many of them, both animation, Box Trolls, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Selma. I mean, We Are the Giants. There have got to be, I think by our count, at least 24 movies this year about revolution, about change. And so one of the things that I thought your documentary was fantastically good about is looking at the issue of, first of all, and this was before computers, 1966, basically people did not have PCs. And so the question is, how do you mobilize people? So that's question number one. And what do we learn from the documentary about that?
Well, you know, what I find amazing, I mean, our film goes 66 to 71, but as you say, definitely no internet access. Nope, didn't exist. And so what's remarkable about these women is that they met in consciousness-raising groups, which I think is such an amazing thing. I mean, it grew out of the civil rights movement. It was about women talking about their lives and admitting things that they had never allowed themselves to see. Or one person would say, oh, I was battered by my husband. And then other women would, you know, all of a sudden realize, oh, that's happened to me, or that happened to my mother. So it released so many things. But in terms of how they organized, you know, the consciousness raising started it off, and then basically they used stamps, and they did, you know, outrageous skits and got attention because, of course, they had no money to get ads or get any kind of promotion. You know, Mary Jean Collins is wonderful in the film, was an organizer in Chicago at the time, and she was covering 7 states for the National Organization for Women, and she had a $100 budget a year for 7 states. That's how she did it, by killing herself.
$15 a state, huh? There you go.
Yeah, well,
don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, exactly. So she says, you know, what nobody realized is women were so treated so badly at that period. You know, they were all being underutilized as secretaries. And, you know, no matter how many degrees they had, they couldn't get out of that stereotype. So she said, we got an awful lot of free help from women who were really sick and underused at their jobs. They were typing away for now. Well, they thought their bosses thought they were working on whatever they were supposed to be working on.
Right. So, I mean, this, as I said, this was the part that really, really touched me of sort of seeing women come together. And I think part of the issue is understanding the difference between when you're, I think one of the things that happens when you're oppressed, no matter for whatever reason, is whomever is in charge makes you feel like it's, you deserve it, that either you're not too smart or you're not too pretty or you're not the right color or you're not well enough educated or there's something wrong with you. You're the wrong caste. Your parents came from the wrong side of the tracks. So that notion of that, I think control of one group requires basically the compliance of feeling like you're inadequate. Would you agree with that?
Right. I would totally agree with that. And I think we've all experienced that. I certainly have too. So at different points in my life. And, you know, that's why talking with other people is so revelatory, because things that you were ashamed of can be actually spoken about. And if you actually can, like, look at them, no matter what the issue, rape, there's so many topics that came up out of consciousness raising that had never been discussed publicly before, not by most women. I mean, most women were ashamed that they got raped, like it was their fault, because that's what the culture told them.
Or that they didn't love their husband, or that they some days did not love being a mom.
Right. Exactly. All of those things. Well, you know, it's sort of, I mean, I think knowing history is really important, which is part of why I'm a documentary filmmaker. But, you know, I found, you know, one of the things that I didn't know, and it sounds minor, but it is, really isn't actually in terms of the culture, is some of the women in the film who were a little older, you know, at the time, you know, they told me these amazing stories about when they graduated from college, which in many cases they were the first woman to do that at their time. There were these humiliating rituals at the colleges if you weren't engaged or married already, because if you were 21 and neither engaged nor married, that was something to be ashamed of.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was a little younger than that, but I remember I got engaged. I graduated from college at 19, which is plain stupid. Don't do that. And and got married 5 days later. And I was president of my college, and when I announced I was engaged, I got a standing ovation. Like somehow that graduating from college was not nearly as important as getting engaged. I mean, it was, and I, you know, at the time, I was a little embarrassed about it, but it didn't even occur to me that that was a little backward.
Right, but that was the culture at the time. And
absolutely, and mine was Southern as well, which makes it even worse.
Right, and that's why, I mean, all those ideas, you know, I have to think you have to commend these early women for being amazingly courageous, because, as you know, I have enormous, you know, admiration for the suffrage movement, which happened 50 years earlier, and the long struggle they fought. But I also think that it's so important to recognize that these women were essentially reinventing the world, not just the wheel, the whole world, by saying, why does it have to be this way? Do we have to get married at a young age? Why should that be our number one goal of all?
Well, and exactly as you say, I mean, because a large part of this, I think, started in big urban centers on university campuses, because, as you point out, and I think a lot of student movements do, these are the people who have the most time. They have the most leisure time. They have a lot in common. And there's a geographical proximity. But the idea being, because I think the women's movement, it's hard, you know, it's really hard to remember that, you know, that women and that Russia freed the slaves before the United States did, that Russian women had to vote before the United States, that we take for granted so much, which I think is part of the subtext of your film, but I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself.
You're right, though, yes.
When you look at Selma, which I highly recommend, the civil rights movement had Martin Luther King. The women's movement had Bill Abzug, who was, and had Germaine Greer, and had the female, you know, the female mystique, which does there need to be that one seminal sort of charismatic figure or book or statement?
I actually don't think that's true. I mean, I think that it is really important. I mean, in terms of the women's movement, it was immensely diverse, and it just sprouted up everywhere, not just in big cities, not just at colleges, in small towns, everywhere. So I think what happened is that women found out via the consciousness raising groups, or just via reading leaflets or reading, you know, the nascent things that were coming around, or seeing a demonstration and wondering what the heck those people were doing. People sort of had this sort of like crystallizing moment where they realized, well, these people are doing something, and they decided that they would find out what those groups were. I don't think it was the, you know, I mean, obviously the women that you name are amazing and important people, but they didn't make the movement. They helped do some of the important writings. The movement was made by everyday grassroots people, which is what the film is about.
You know, that's a great point, and I really love that, in that it's great to have a leader, it's great to have a book or a starting point, but that isn't, those may be figureheads, but revolutions and movements start with individuals, not, you know, and lots of people, not one figurehead. I love that notion. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the fact is that the early groups weren't taking on any particular... They were taking on men. They were taking on the power structure.
They were taking on everything. I mean, the fact that when the film begins, you see the fact that if you were looking for a job, that you had to, you know, look through the news items, and basically there were jobs for women and jobs for men. And I think,
well, let's stop at that point, take a quick break, and we'll come back, because economics play a part in any movement, all right? We'll be right back. My guest is Mary Doerr, who's done a great documentary called She's Beautiful When She's Angry. Stay tuned.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Mary Dorr, who's the director of a documentary called She's Beautiful When She's Angry that really looks at the women's movement specifically between 1966 and 1971. And as I said, I wanted to have her on because it seems, first of all, it was very personal. I, as I said, cried and cringed both at the documentary because there were a lot of mistakes that were made, which we can get to in a minute. good, but also because, as Shane and I were talking about this week, there's so many documentaries and non-documentaries, animation, superheroes that all have to do with revolution, with changing things, which I view as kind of a positive, if messy, thing to do. And then we've got Jhené Rice coming on this week and saying, well, I'm not the kind of woman who would allow herself to be hit, when we actually have evidence that she was. But can we talk a little bit about some of the mistakes that the women's movement made? I can think of at least one or two.
Well, I mean, I think that the women's movement did 90% of what they did was fantastic, but they were going on in uncharted territory. And I think part of what happened is there was this enormous enthusiasm when basically the clouds burst and people realized, oh, my God, we can do things differently. We can reexamine our lives. One of the things that was tricky in all this is that women felt, you know, for them, I mean, I have to put it in context. In this period, I was told by women in the film that if they even went to a restaurant with another woman, they were looked at as like, what, how weird is this? Because at that period, women didn't go into restaurants unless they were accompanied by a man. It was such a complete change. So, of course, out of that grew enormous excitement and elation and this sense of sisterhood, as it's called. Mm-hmm. And besides the sisterhood, though, of course, there was sort of this amazing idealism that all women could be sisters, that all women shared the same issues. And, of course, on many levels, that's true. But at the same point, there was a neglect of issues of around race and around class because, obviously, they had the same demands, but not necessarily in the same order, depending on what their life conditions were.
Wow. You know, I think there's a moral here. I think, I'll tell you what I think, the two major mistakes I think the women's movement has made, and one of them I have been vociferous about for years, is we didn't include men. That we made, and I think your film does a pretty good job of including it, but I think from my experience, it's been that we haven't educated men into how they win as well. That they'll live longer, that they don't have to take the enormous financial burden solely on their shoulders. They can help raise kids. They can have options. And we've done a really crappy job of that. I think an awful lot of men feel that that feminism is anti-men. And I think it's not and never was and shouldn't be. And I think we've done a crappy job about it. The other is, I think, I agree with you that once the major issues came out, and I guess that's true of any revolution, that's when you get sectionalism. That's when you get, well, what about me? And I think that to a certain extent, I mean, the Child Care Act, talk about that, because that was one of the things I actually didn't know about and was just absolutely flabbergasted by. Talk about that.
Okay. In 1971, because of a lot, I mean, you'll see, and if you see the film, you'll see that there's many demonstrations early on where people are asking for free child care. I mean, it was a very early, it's not well reported, but it's true, and you can see it with your own eyes in the film. But from the beginning, women from the women's liberation side and also from the NOW side were all working because they knew that women could not succeed in many areas if they didn't have help with child care. And so they actually got a law through all of Congress in 1971, and President Nixon at that time, he then immediately vetoed it because he thought it would make American women like Soviet women, like the kids would be raised in, you know, collective somewhere by some strange person. And that was a really tragic thing. But here's the really bad part. That's the closest we've ever come. 40 years later, we have nothing.
Yeah.
I wanted to say one thing, though. When you say that men were always left out, I have to say I don't think that's entirely true of NOW. NOW had, you know, NOW was always the national organization for women. They had male members who were founders. They had male members who were actually the presidents of NOW at certain points during some crazy periods. And so they, you know, and when you look at their early founding statements, I have to give a lot of credit to Betty Friedan for this. She was very clear about early on about things like that the divorce laws had to be more equitable, that men would be liberated as well as women if the whole burden of, you know, creating a family economy was not just all on one person.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that some of and I think your film does point it out, but I just think as a movement that it's one of the things that we didn't do as good a job on as we should have, because they may be slightly less than half the world, but they're the ones that have the keys to the kingdom, and the way to get things done is to help them understand what's in it for them as well. And I don't think we've done, because which gets us, I guess, to the next point, which is once you've got a revolution that's been moderately successful, which I would argue that if nothing else, the Child Care Act pointed out that there was political clout, even though it didn't get passed, so not quite enough political clout. How do you sustain? Because an awful lot of people, and I don't know where I'll ask you, seems to me that the revolution, just as a suffrage, we forgot about the suffragettes, we forgot that there was a time where we didn't have the vote. That to a certain extent, I think that our daughters don't understand that this is a relatively recent phenomenon and may need some shoring up.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think you have to also look at the way our culture evolves, because I don't think it's accidental that these women in the film that we portray knew nothing about the suffrage movement. These were smart women. They studied history.
Yeah.
There was nothing about women in the history books at that period. We're, I would say, a demi-step ahead of that now. Obviously, women are now, you know, put into many history books. And, yes, you could even find women artists in the important books about women's art, about art in general, not just women's art. But I think we are a nation that really deprecates, frankly, the sense of history. And we're not encouraged to learn this. And we're not encouraged to learn lessons from it, because whether a movement is successful or unsuccessful, you can learn from knowing how it did things, how what it was striving for. And I just read a review of the film. It was really great. And she basically said, you know, what's so amazing is back then their goals were so huge, you know, free child care, everything that they wanted to cover. They weren't thinking small, you know, pensions for housewives, all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, reproductive rights. They covered the gamut. They weren't holding back. They had a very idealistic view. And there's so much of that that we still need to work on, and we aren't.
Yeah, it seems to me, you know, with any luck at all, that your documentary will sort of get shown in a lot of colleges, women's studies groups, and even more than that, in high schools and maybe even in junior high schools, to understand that we have a tool now that our foremothers didn't have, which is the Internet, a way of cheaply, easily, quickly, and essentially universally communicating, not only with American women and not only with rights in America, but helping women worldwide. And I think that is going to be interesting to be alive. I can hardly wait for your next documentary of You're Even Cuter When You're Powerful.
Well,
right?
Women have more power. There's no question. We just don't have the equality that we deserve. We certainly don't have the political representation that we deserve. All of those things are just missing, you know.
More to come. Mary, thanks again. Mary Doerr, she's beautiful when she's angry. Catch it. You'll enjoy it. Mary, thanks for being with us. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.